Hi guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Fruit Flows. Today we are going to be talking about something really interesting. First of all, I hope your week was good. I hope your day is going on well. So very quickly, today I'm going to be talking about Ephesians 3 verse 20. And it is very striking because exceedingly abundantly, all that we can ever ask or think, right? And I've always seen this scripture to be, God can do more, like, more than we can ever imagine and stuff, like just a basic on the surface. And then I opened up Bible Hub because I usually like to see all the translations, see the best one that I want. And then I get a different meaning to it, like the Holy Spirit ministers something different to me. Here it is. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." And it's like the Holy Spirit was saying, this is me here. Just in case you've not seen this part before. "Now all glory to God," God the Holy Spirit, you know, there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. "God the Holy Spirit, who is able through his mighty work within us." There are different scriptures that tells us that the Holy Spirit works within us. I mean, you're doing something and then sometimes you're doing something and it's like, I had a voice say, my spirit felt this way, you know. I just felt this thing in my spirit too. That's the Holy Spirit, definitely. But I'm not going to talk about that today because the Holy Spirit is really a person that is really misunderstood in the Trinity circle. He's a person. He's a personality. He's a person. And he's really misunderstood. So I'm not talking about that today, but I'm just talking about this. Like, it's overwhelming because I just never saw it in this light, you know. It's like a new rhema. And it's like, now all glory to God, the Holy Spirit. I'm adding that, the Holy Spirit, who is able through his mighty work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. So sometimes we don't know we can do these things. We don't know we can accomplish some things. But it's like, we have already been empowered to, and oh my God. So sometimes it's like, you do this thing and you're wondering, where did I get the strength to do this? Where did I get the energy to do this? I didn't know I was going to survive this. But you didn't know you have already been equipped because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You have already been equipped. So he equipped you for it. You didn't think you could do it, like your mindset couldn't comprehend more than you can ever ask or think. You didn't think you were going to pull through. You didn't think you were going to be able to finish that. You didn't think you were going to be able to succeed at that. But then you did, because he's in you, working through you, through the power, mighty power at work within us, which is the Holy Spirit, to accomplish infinitely more than we can ever ask for. So guys, this is me telling you today, stop doubting yourself, because it is certain that the Holy Spirit is in you. So stop doubting yourself. Just trust God. Trust the process. Like, I am so excited because this is a new light, you know. And I just bless God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new light. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Because we are not doubting ourselves, Lord. We thank you for this light because we know that if you are with us and we are working according to your word, that there is nothing we cannot accomplish exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think or imagine. And we give you all the glory because we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly through us, through you working in us, everything that we can ask, we can dream, we can imagine. And Lord, we bless you because we know this week and beyond is going to be awesome and amazing in Jesus' name. Thank you for staying tuned. I hope you got blessed. And catch you next Sunday. Visit our pages. There are amazing content. There are amazing things for you to look up, share, repost, and let somebody experience what you're experiencing. So till I see you on Sunday, have a blessed week.